John Bachman, who pierces people's face. The K is for the kill, L is for the lover, and the M is for the mutiny, and I wish it didn't happen.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arg, arg, arg. Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, where's my drum?
Now the N is for not, oh no, my phone's just sinking. The B is for the peg leg that keeps me standing up. A Q is for quantum leap, R is for the rum, and the S is for the scurvy, which I wish I didn't get.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arg, arg, arg.
That's underneath my boat. And B is for Mukitas, who plays a sour note. W is Tiasis, X marks a spot. Why? Cause I'm a pirate.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arg, arg, arg. Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, where's my grog?
This is WSQT Direct Action Radio, broadcasting on 90.5 FM from Washington, D.C. If you can hear this signal and you like what you hear, send an email to WSQTRadio@hushmail.com. Repeat, WSQTRadio@hushmail.com.
Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, September 25th, 2012. Israeli troops invade West Bank communities and arrest 7 civilians, while settlers destroy farmlands owned by local villagers in the north. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A report prepared and published by the United Nations Human Rights Council accused the State of Israel of failing to prosecute Israeli soldiers and settlers who committed crimes against the Palestinian people in the occupied territories. The report said that there is a serious increase in attacks carried out by settlers and soldiers against unarmed Palestinian civilians in the occupied West Bank, including in occupied East Jerusalem. The report also revealed that an Israeli soldier who was questioned by Israel for killing a Palestinian mother and her daughter never faced charges until this moment. The report also added that 3 Israeli young settlers were placed under house arrest for 5 days only for attacking a Palestinian family with firebombs, leading to serious injuries. The Human Rights Council said that such attacks are frequent and escalating in many cases and targeting Palestinian civilians and their property. In other news today, Israeli soldiers kidnapped a Palestinian woman from occupied East Jerusalem while she was trying to visit her sons detained at Eshel Israeli prison in Beersheba. The army claimed that Siham Nimer, 52, the mother of 2 detainees identified as Murad and Ahmed, attempted to smuggle a mobile phone for her son Ahmed during a scheduled visitation. Ahmed was recently removed from solitary confinement after spending 75 days in a small cell for refusing to be strip-searched at the Rimon prison. In the West Bank today, Israeli troops invaded a number of West Bank communities on Tuesday morning and arrested 7 Palestinian civilians, local sources reported. The arrested were all men from the cities of Nablus and Hebron, local sources added. Meanwhile, on Tuesday midday, a group of Israeli settlers attacked the village of Akraba in northern West Bank and destroyed 200 dunams of lands owned by local farmers. According to farmers, the lands are used to cultivate vegetable crops. An And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, September 25th News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.
Afghanistan, 21st of September. The British military is reporting the death of a British soldier from a non-hostile related incident at Camp Bastion, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Afghanistan, 21st of September. The British military is reporting the death of a second soldier from a shooting incident at Forward Operating Base Shakat, Nad Ali District, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Was this another insider attack? Afghanistan, 22nd of September. NATO is reporting the death of a soldier of unreported nationality from an insurgent attack in an undisclosed location in eastern Afghanistan. Afghanistan, ongoing. A proposed copper mine owned by a Chinese mining company will destroy an ancient Buddhist site in Logar province. Mes Aina is a massive walled compound of ancient temples, monasteries, and thousands of Buddhist statues. Facing destruction, so China Metallurgical Group Corporation, or MCC, can begin mining copper at the end of this year. Afghanistan, 24th of September. A police prisoner transport wagon was bombed using a remote-controlled bomb. Three cops and two prisoners were wounded by the explosion. Afghanistan, 23rd of September. The police commander of Western Bagus province has been accused of raping three women under his command. Pakistan, 21st of September. At least 16 people were killed and over 200 wounded during a series of protests against the United States, some near the U.S. Embassy compound, some of which involved burning down a movie theater. Libya, 21st of September. A compound belonging to Ansar al-Sharia was stormed by thousands of protesters. CNN aired footage showing a burning building. Ansar al-Sharia was the militia that organized the armed assault on the U.S. embassy. Apparently, these militias are not very popular in Libya, a nation emerging from a brutal civil war. Mr. Barack Obama, all the troops from your failed surge into Afghanistan have now been withdrawn. The surge did nothing to pacify the country, and violence is on the way up. Now is the time to pull the plug and bring the rest of the troops home before even one more flag-draped casket has to be flown to Dover Air Force Base.
Guess it's time I go up around a bend, maybe spot me a friend, or at least someone I know. Left with a pocket full of pennies, can't even pay for the pain, and no amount of money you could give. I ain't going back again. I ain't going back again. You won't see me back there again. No, you won't see me back there again. Mm-hmm.
couldn't be waiting around, had to cover some ground. I kicked the shit, now I'm breaking.
This is WSQT Direct Action Radio, broadcasting on 90.5 FM from Washington, D.C. If you can hear this signal and you like what you hear, send an email to WSQTradio@hushmail.com. Repeat, WSQTradio@hushmail.com. On the 24th of September, anti-war and other progressive activists protested in front of the FBI's headquarters against raids on activist homes and grand juries, demanding nothing less than a complete end to house raids and grand juries targeting peaceful protests. Protesters called out the FBI for the return to most of the illegal COINTELPRO practices that were banned after the 1976 Church Committee report on illegal domestic spying during the Nixon years. The summer 2010 raids on anti-war activists in the Midwest have not been forgotten. Neither is the courage of every single person subpoenaed to the grand jury in a related case, not one of whom would testify. The witch hunt is essentially dead in the water due to the courage of the grand jury resistors, but the FBI still refuses to close the case. The more recent Seattle grand jury, the courage of Matt Duran sitting in jail for refusing to snitch, and the blizzard of punishing retaliatory strikes against corporate America and law enforcement may be more on people's minds at this point. Still, 2010 raids and resulting witch hunt aimed originally at activists who had visited Palestine has not been forgotten. What's in the package that they refuse to accept?
It's a letter. Look, it's very frightening.
Doesn't go boom when you open it.
Oh my gosh, it's words. It's words. Oh, I had
nothing went bang.
Anyway.
Nice little fun fact.
It's a letter that the man would not take to give to the director of the FBI. Just asking him to stop the investigation and to keep his hands off our activists.
Committee to stop FBI repression.
Yeah.
What do we want?
Stop the witch hunt.
When do we want it?
Now. Back in the day, during World War I, the FBI versus free speech held the gun. Hard-fought constitutional rights on the run, the Palmer raids the first, but not the last one. Fast forward 40 years to the real Red Scare. McCarthy did a number, but the FBI was there, dog. They were everywhere. They knew what you wore to bed. They prosecuted people for the thoughts in our heads. They tried to drive MLK to suicide. No one even knows the full story about why Brother Malcolm died. Fred Hampton killed in his own house. Inside, they even bombed Earth activist Judy Barry's car and lied. And those lies go all the way up the chain of command. The FBI routinely lies to judges when on the stand. The director, the head honcho, the man in a Senate hearing in late July 2010 said his lies were unplanned and that he didn't understand that it's the FBI versus the Constitution. We the people are the ones the Bureau's been abusing. Inside churches and activist groups, they be cruising on civil rights and national security. Confusion. Raiding the homes of peaceful activists. Setting in motion predictable plot twists. Arresting democracy to find her risk. This miseducation of a gullible nation shows the ruination of our country's creation. You can say be patient, but the Bill of Rights hastens to fall to pieces before our very eyes. Do everything you're told until you realize our rights got sold. Beware the O5. Into any group goes the FBI's eyes. Intelligence about legal or even constitutionally protected behavior, the prize. Panopticon, Stasi, informants, every size, shape, and color. You're being watched by Big Brother right now. Every email, every phone call, before national security, our Constitution falls. The FBI's probably got informants watching these halls. It's the FBI versus the Constitution. We the people are the ones the Bureau's been abusing. Inside churches and activist groups, they be cruising on civil rights and national security. Confusion demands for private information misused, gagging recipients of First Amendment fused attached to the Patriot Act national ruse. First, we lose the privacy that enables speech. Then we let our government expand its reach into your bank account, your medical records, your teacher's feedback, your ISP, your browsing history, your mental seed bank, the library down the street. If it were still open, the Bureau threatens democracy. I'm not joking. Our rights are in the scope. We are all on the road. Poke it, three letters. NGI, it stands for the next generation for the FBI. Deporting immigrants en masse with ICE, while we citizens pay an equal price. Less demand for housing, less tax revenue, crops rotting on the vine. What else do we do? We take the local cops' arrest data and we give it to the feds, but take a look at what the FBI itself said. If we start with immigrants, it'll give the plan cred that already led well beyond mass deportation. Instead, the Bureau has a file, a price, on your head, your fingerprints, your iris patterns, the sound of your voice, a national trackable ID imposed without choice. There's blood on our Constitution. But check it out, it's still moist, right? It's the FBI versus we, the people. Don't stoop, don't grovel to no government steeple. We can
FBI, come on, stop. COINTELPRO 2.0. Together we're gonna stop. COINTELPRO 2.0.
Here is a list of direct actions taken against corporate America and the government since the 5th of August in solidarity with anarchists who are refusing to testify before a Seattle grand jury conducting a witch hunt against anarchists. 5th of August, St. Louis, Missouri, attacks on ATMs. 6th of August, Atlanta, Georgia, banner drop. 7th of August, Athens, Greece, stenciling and graffiti. 10th of August, East Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, banner drop. 15th of August, Paris, France, lots of tires slashed. 17th of August, Vancouver, British Columbia, Banner Drop, 21st of August, BisonCon, France, Bank Attack, 22nd of August, San Francisco, California, Yuppie Businesses Attack, 28th of August, Oakland, California, Bank Attack, 29th of August, call in the U.S. Attorney, 31st of August, New York, Banner Drop, 9th of September, Vancouver, British Columbia, Noise Demo and Grocery Store Expropriation, 12th of September, fax in the U.S. Attorney, 13th of September, Vancouver, British Columbia, Community Policing Center attacked, 13th of September, Seattle, anonymous hackers claim shutdown of U.S. Attorney's phone, 17th of September, New York City area, rail line sabotaged, 17th of September, San Francisco, California, banner drop, 18th of September, Vancouver, British Columbia, Yuppie restaurant attacked, 19th of September, Seattle, bank attacked. Hey, feds and grand juries, still think threatening people with jail time and holding Matt Duran in jail for refusing to snitch is a good idea? On the 22nd of September, a march in D.C. by a Ku Klux Klan-affiliated faction of the neo-Nazi Aryan Nations ran into a roadblock. To be precise, it ran into repeated literal roadblocks by protesters who linked arms, blocking the road to prevent them from passing. Okay, the street's blocked!
Get out of our town!
Who streets?
Several times, police read out mass arrest warnings. Several times, protesters leapfrogged to the next intersection. But at blockade number three, protesters stood their ground and called the cops on their bluff.
Warning number three, they're being called on. The passage is well and truly blocked. Nazis have been held here for a while. Trying to arrest, they just want to push for the horses. Just managed to flank the horse cops and get ahead of them again. Crowd charges back.
Some of those that work forces are the same that bar crosses.
All of the Nazis were wearing Ku Klux Klan patches on their uniforms, and one of them even had a Ku Klux Klan flag. That means this was effectively a Klan march, as well as a Nazi march, in Northeast Washington. It was really something to see cops on horseback defending the Ku Klux Klan. I guess some things haven't changed since the days of the slave catchers. The next development was hordes of black-helmeted, black-uniformed riot cops from the U.S. Capitol Police lining the route the Klan was going to march on and the Nazis were going to march on all the way to their fenced-off protest pen in front of the west side of the U.S. Capitol. Even this didn't keep protesters from getting in the streets ahead of the Nazis and Klan. There were only 16 Nazi Klansmen, after all. And the Klan-affiliated Nazis were heckled in their protest pen for the duration of their very short rally. That's it. That's the sum total of the Nazis. Walk away from the counter-protest. Like the cowards they are. Even with all these cops, and they still have to back off. There's a Klan patch. Klan. That looks like a Klan flag, too.
Jew.
She was an Irish Jew
that died in Auschwitz.
That died in
shortly after the Nazis began their rally in their fenced-off steel cage protest pit, they ended their rally and retreated to their bus to be escorted out of town.
Some of those that work forces from the same that work crosses.
In early April, a group of self-declared white border vigilantes wearing camouflage opened fire on a truck carrying undocumented immigrants just north of the Mexican border near Eloy, Arizona. Two migrants died in the attack. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the April killings of migrants crossing the Sonora Desert were similar to murders in 2007, which prompted a Department of Homeland Security investigation. In recent months, white separatists and neo-Nazis have been apprehended placing pipe bombs along the border, targeting arriving immigrants. In May, neo-Nazi activist J.T. Reddy murdered a Latino family in suburban Phoenix before shooting himself. In early 2011, Reddy recruited another man, Jeffrey Harbin, who was later arrested for carrying three homemade bombs. Also in 2011, U.S. Border Control agents found Reddy detaining Mexican migrants in the desert by pointing a gun at a group which had crossed the border. Reddy could have faced criminal charges for engaging in false imprisonment, but federal prosecutors declined to press charges. Law enforcement in Arizona has attributed all non-weather-related deaths of migrants in the Sonoran Desert to drug gangs or human smugglers, ignoring the possible involvement of white supremacist and vigilante groups.
On the 22nd of September, while activists elsewhere in D.C. were blockading a neo-Nazi and Klan march, Muslims held a rally in front of the White House denouncing not just that vicious anti-Islamic film that looks kind of like the Klan's Birth of a Nation film in a sense, but all the Islamophobic hate in the United States, Western Europe, and surrounding countries. In particular, one of the protest speakers called out France, an American ally, for banning the protests against the film, denying Muslims freedom of speech, while the cartoon and the film are allowed to be shown under the grounds of freedom of speech.
My dear brothers and sisters, we believe that we are a civilized society, and I believe that that is being taken as a slogan now, that you go against those who are against this society, are against civilized society. In the same civilized society, yes, we are proud to be Americans, we are proud to be living in this land, we have the freedom of speech, but in the civilized society in Europe, right now in France, they are banning peace demonstrations.
No more hate! No more hate!
No more hate!
They are allowing the caricatures and the cartoon and the movies to be shown in the form of free speech and expression of free expression, but they are not allowing Muslims to come and peacefully protest for something that is most dearest to them, to their heart, to their soul, and to their spirit, and to their akhirah. After. What do we find here, my dear brothers and sisters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you are following the Prophet, it is as if you are following Allah. So what the enemies of Islam want to show, or what the enemies of Islam are trying to do, is to discredit the messenger. So they would discredit the message. This is the purpose. They are trying to discredit the messenger so that they could discredit the message.
On the 21st of September, the Animal Liberation Front, or ALF, freed dozens of pheasants from a flight cage at a breeding facility near Portland, Oregon. The birds were being raised for the brutality of the canned hunt trade, in which captive-raised animals are shot at close range by so-called hunters. This communique appeared in Bite Back, a news publication covering the ALF. Quote, on the night of September 21st, 2012, saboteurs tore open a lone flight pen located at the newly incorporated Primrose Peasant Farm, 27368 South Primrose Path, Canby, Oregon, releasing dozens of slaughter-bound ringneck pheasants into the countryside. Naturalized populations of ringneck pheasants have resided in the Willamette Valley for hundreds of years and the surrounding farmland serves as ideal habitat that these captive-bred, non-domesticated birds can undoubtedly survive in. Destined otherwise to be killed by butchers and sport hunters, these sentient beings will now get the chance to live out the rest of their natural lives in the wild. For the Silent Ones, ALF.